Your sword in your hand, you fight on. In other words, keep pressing on. Amen. Psalms 122 and 1 says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord on today. To this great pastor, Dr. Isaac Burnett, all clergy, my pastor, Elder David J. Sutton, and my family for being here today, my great support system, some of them who surprised me. I didn't even know that they were going to be here, but I thank you for coming and supporting me on today. Also to Auntie Lynn Mathis for texting me and inviting me to preach a few weeks ago. So I thank you for having me on today. I was taught that nobody has to ask you to do anything. So when somebody thinks a lot of me to have me come all the way from Kinston to preach to you all. I take that not lightly. So when I first got the invite to preach, I kind of laughed. I said to myself, I said, little bitty old Scooter coming to preach to the Golden Age Saints, or as I like to call you, seasoned saints. In life's perspective, there's not really much that I can tell you because you have endured a lot more. You've witnessed a lot more than in some things that I have not seen. But what I can do is give you some scriptures and preach the gospel to help you along the way. Now, as my mom said, I'm 17, but I consider myself to be an old school preacher. I preach the Bible. But before I do that today, I want to sing this little song, hopefully to calm my nerves just a little bit. But it says, we've come this far by faith. Oh, we were leaning. Oh, and we are trusting. He's never failed. That's why we're singing, oh, can't turn around. Oh, we have come. Oh, we were leaning. Every day we're trusting. He never failed. And that's why we're singing, oh, can't turn around. We've come this far. Amen. We've come this far by faith. Not to stand before you long, but there is a word from the Lord. So with your help of a few amens and looking at your neighbor a few times, I promise I'll be out of your way. So help me the Holy Spirit. So if you have your Bible, if you could turn with me to the book of Psalms. Psalms 124. When you have it, say amen. Amen. And it reads, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over the soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. But blessed be the Lord, who have not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Verse 8 says, our help is in the name of the Lord, who have made heaven and the earth. Shall we pray? Dear God, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for your many blessings, God. Thank you for having me here to preach your gospel, oh God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord. Decrease Zacchaeus and increase in you, so that someone may cry out, what must I do to be saved if it's your will? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, that is a question I don't even want to think about, because I know I would be in a world of trouble. Then it goes to say, when men rose up against us, where would we be and what could we do without Jesus? We'd be like a ship tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea. I don't know about you today, but I couldn't imagine life without Jesus. I'm quite sure the seasoned saints in here could attest to that scripture, because if it had not been for the Lord watching, covering, and keeping them, they would not have made it thus far in age. But thanks be to God for his mighty power. Thanks be to God for his protection. And thanks be to God for the wisdom that he has given the elderly. Many times the elderly are often forgotten about because of their health reasons or their age of, or what they can't do anymore. But look to your neighbor and say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Yes, these knees may be aching. Yes, I may walk with a limp. Yes, I may have to use a cane, but I am still here by the grace of God. There are aged people in the Bible who God used. And I'm not going to go into much detail, but he used Sarah, who gave birth at an old age. She was a dedicated wife. Sarah teaches us no matter our age or what the social norm is, God's plan is bigger and better for us all. The prophetess Anna, she prophesied about Jesus. She was a widow for a long time. When Mary and Joseph brought Jesus in the temple to be blessed, Anna prophesied and praised God and began to proclaim over baby Jesus. Anna went through many trials and tribulations, but she kept her praise. Keep your praise and God have a reward waiting on you. Enoch, who did not die, but was called up to meet the Lord in the air. The oldest man in the Bible, Methuselah, who lived to be past 900 years of age. So many more passages in the Bible about the elderly and aged people that God used. So if God didn't count them out, then neither should you. These seniors and aged citizens have not been here for nothing. God has kept them here for a reason, to continue to teach and nurture the young adults and children. The seasoned mothers should teach the young mothers the right way, what to wear and what not to wear to church, how to care for their families, and so much more that the seasoned mothers should do. But it should be done in love, not a bashful or hateful spirit. There are things that the aged men can teach us younger men, how to provide for a family and having structure in the home and how to be a man. But once again, let this be done in love. We are in a new generation in time. We want the younger generation in church. We want to teach them the right way, not sugarcoating anything, not to hurt nobody's feelings, because wrong is wrong and right is right. But we should teach. We are reminded in Proverbs 22 and 6 to train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, I love how this Golden Age service is in February, because February has been set aside to honor African Americans who have contributed and shaped society in what it is today. Black history makers such as Harriet Tubman or Grandma Moses, who just like Moses in the Bible, helped her people out of bondage. Sojourner Truth, who fought for women's rights. Malcolm X, who fought and sometimes physically fought for our rights. And you may or may not agree with me, but I think back then physically fighting was needed to get to where we are today. Dr. Martin Luther King, who took the different approach and peacefully fought, using his sermons and his speeches to preach about racial inequality and injustice towards African Americans. Shirley Chisholm, who was the first African American woman elected to Congress. People like Madam C.J. Walker, who worked and created her business, putting her as the first African-American made millionaire. Katherine Johnson, who had to work in the colored section of NASA, but she was the lead mathematician for the first landing on the moon. So many more that we've learned about through verbal history, passed down through generations, through class and lectures, through history books. Those people that I just named fought and fought from our ancestors coming out of slavery to us electing the first African-American president of the United States. There is no doubt in my mind that we've come this far by faith. But as I look around, I see Black history right in the room. Many of you had to endure segregation, unstable learning and conditions, working long hours for low pay, racial discrimination in your jobs, having to walk to school, and listening to your parents tell you how and what they went through. Now, I don't know how true it is, but I once heard an older person tell me that they only had three outfits, one for school, working in the fields, and one for church. But can I say that we've come this far by faith? From not having a car at all, but some of you are able to look in your driveway and pick out what you want to drive. from having only three outfits to having walk-in closets, having a pantry full of food, being able to live comfortably and enjoy the nice things in life. We have so much to thank God for. Many of the seasoned saints can say that they had to endure a lot. They may not have the best of the best, but through it all, they can say that God has kept them. I'm reminded of the song that the saints of the old would sing, sending up my timber every day. They used to say, there's a dream that I dream of my heavenly home. And I know that I'm going there one day. It may be morning, it may be night or noon. I don't know just how soon. That's why I'm sending up my timber every day. The saints of the old didn't know much about reading and writing, but they knew Jesus. They would be working in the fields, but they sent up their timber. They would be whipped and beat, but they sent up their timber. They went without meals, but they sent up their timber. They were mistreated, but they sent up their timber. They had to learn about Jesus and read the Bible in private, but they sent up their timber. For they knew that if this earthly house, this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. They sent up their timbers. They had the goal in mind that one day they were going to see their relatives again. One day they was going to go to where the land where the wicked will cease from troubling and the wearied will be at rest. They say all of the saints of the ages will sit at his feet and be blessed. And as I begin to close, many of the seasoned saints and even some of the children in here could say, every day hasn't been sunny, but I won't complain. Had to endure some racism, but I won't complain. Been laughed at, but I won't complain. Been talked about, but I won't complain. May have arthritis, but I won't complain. May get a little tired at times, but I won't complain. Because when I look back over my life and I begin to examine all of my good days outweigh my bad days, I won't and I will not complain. Saints, we must continue to stay on the battlefield for the Lord. We must continue to serve him in everything that we do. To the older saints, I say Galatians 6:9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We know that on this journey, there will be some pains and struggles and some ups and downs. We may have to cross sometimes, but I'm reminded in Psalms 30:5 that weeping may endure for a night, but our joy is coming in the morning time. Saints, this 17-year-old is encouraging you to stay on the battlefield because one day everything is going to be worth it all. When I see Jesus, I'm going to yell. I'm going to scream and I'm going to shout and tell my story how I got over. And here's why, because all of my pain, my tears, my private suffering, the lessons I've taught, the songs that I've sang, the sermons I preached, Dr. Burnett, the people I've ministered to, the advice I gave, the late nights, the fasting and the praying, and the families I served will be worth it all. And I'm trying to hear God say, well done, well done, well done, thou good and thou faithful servant. So to the seasoned saints, I say, keep on pressing. Keep on believing because God will answer prayers. Keep on teaching us stubborn young folks. Keep on praying. Keep on fasting. For you have a reward waiting on you. A crown and a long white robe will be yours. I'm claiming my victory on today. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, look to your neighbor and say, neighbor, neighbor, where? Oh, where would I be? God bless you.
Praise God. We'll come this far by faith. We do it on our own, although we claim it all the time. But if it wasn't for the Lord, who's on our side, hallelujah, where would we be? Praise God. And stand to extend an invitation to you today. If there's anything you need and want from the Lord, he got it. And he said, all you got to do is ask by faith, and you will receive it. Hallelujah. The choir is going to sing, divine choirs. And we extend to you the invitation.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Sing choir. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise
you too.
Your
grace and praise,
oh Lord,
brought me through.
Thank you for saving a sinner like me. To tell the world the salvation is free. I was blind, Lord. Thank God I see. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Your grace.
I'm living this
moment because I want to thank and praise you.
Your grace and mercy.
I'm living long
in this moment
because
I want to
and praise you. Your grace and mercy, just a demand that I should die, but grace and mercy said, oh no, we've already paid the price. I was blind. Thank God I see. Your grace and mercy came along and rescued me. your grace can tear wrong. I'm living this moment because
I want
to and praise you,
praise you too.
Your grace, brought me to.
Hallelujah!
Yes,
praise God. Praise God for Pastor Sutton in the house. Any birthday babies in February? Stand. If you stand. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. May God continue to bless you. Happy, happy birthday to you. God, give God some glory for this man of God. He's young, but John Daly, you would say, he knows something. Ready to go to the next phase. Everybody come to your feet. All right.
God. Let everybody say.
I bless you. Now unto him that able to keep us and present us faultless for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God speak communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide us now as for and forevermore. And sing with the choir.